Black Cube is a nomadic contemporary art museum. So if you think about the White Cube as a traditional exhibition space, Black Cube brings art outside of that space into unique and interesting environments.
What do you mean by the White Cube?
The White Cube is kind of an industry term for an exhibition space, like a museum or gallery space that has clean painted walls. And psychologically, that space is kind of sterile or pristine and sacred, so it's a purified environment.
In addition to outdoors, are there other kind of pushing the envelope sort of things that you've done?
So as an institution, we start with our artist fellows ideas. And we have done exhibitions, the Gold Hill Art Project in a mining town. We've done exhibitions in historic houses in Texas, as well as we're working on a faux archaeological dig at the 16th Street Mall in Denver. We've done one-night performances at Red Rock. We're doing an indoor exhibition at Redline, an alumni project with 8 inflatable sculptures that are ginormous. So the exhibitions that we produce are always in different spaces based on the artist's idea, the interesting places that we find available.
And Lori Britton Newell, you are a resident of Gold Hill and my neighbor. Did you then bring your idea to Courtney? Is that how it came about?
Yes. So about 2 years ago, I spoke to Courtney about the idea of bringing a Black Cube a project to Gold Hill. And I think, yeah, our kind of interests aligned, really. Black Cube's mission to bring art to audiences in unexpected places seemed like a wonderful fit for a contemporary art project in a historic mining town, Gold Hill. So yeah, the Gold Hill Art Project brings together the work of 3 Black Cube artist fellows, Molly Berger, Jennifer Ling Dachuk, and Eric Stewart. And each artist has chosen to focus on different aspects of Gold Hill's history and have created new artworks and installations in response to those histories and stories.
Can you tell us a little bit about each piece?
Molly Berger's installation, which is the first installation you encounter on the kind of walking art tour around the town, consists of a series of ceramic, porcelain and gold sculptures that look like tools that clad the outside of a historic cabin in the centre of Gold Hill. Those sort of forms for those tools, she's taken inspiration from historic mining tools and objects that would have been used at the turn of the century, but also through a series of interviews and encounters she had with local residents. So she kind of collected stories from residents about the objects that they have in their homes. There's 2 parts to the installation, the tools that clad the outside of the cabin, but then also the second part of the installation is a series of welcome mats that feature phrases that she's taken from the interviews that she did with the long-term residents. At the end of the project, Molly's going to be gifting each of the residents with their own personalised welcome mat, so that will be a nice element. The second site on the tour is a piece by Jennifer Ling Dachuk. And Jennifer chose to look at quite a dark chapter of Gold Hill's history, the involvement of Chinese migrant workers in the gold rush. And so she did a lot of research into that history and tried to sort of separate some of the fact from the fiction, because it's actually not very well documented. So her piece is really a kind of monument to the Chinese migrant workers that would have been in Gold Hill. A lot of the Chinese involvement centered around water, and she's interested in that relationship, whether that was digging irrigation ditches for the gold mines or opening a laundry and bathhouses, of which there's reported to have been one in Gold Hill too. So her piece looks like a sort of large monolithic wash tub, and it's made from concrete, but it has gold mica kind of embedded in the concrete, so it sort of stands quite awkwardly in the setting between 2 roads. The third and final site on the walk is the piece by Eric Stewart, and these are a series of really large format photograms. And a photogram is an image or a photograph that's been made without a camera, and they're large prints that are installed amongst trees in a kind of wooded area just outside of Gold Hill. And they're images of rocks and quartz and mica and things that he's collected in Gold Hill, so they're tiny little things that he's enlarged and blown up to these really large kind of beautiful prints of these rocks and minerals that obviously kind of relates to stories about mining and excavation.
So if somebody wants to come up and see this exhibit, they can go to a website and get some information about how to walk around and what they'll be seeing. What is that website?
blackcubeart.org. Not only can they get information of directions, but they can also download a podcast if they're interested in listening to that before they come. And there are maps as well, little walking art maps that people can get hold of too.
and description. And one of the coolest things I think about this exhibit is the ongoing workshops and film screenings that accompany the work. And so I want to urge people, there's something going on every weekend in August. I urge you to go to the website, blackcubeart.org, and get a little better understanding and see if there's something that you might plug in, because there's things for both adults and children.
I just wanted to mention that cell phone coverage is very limited in Gold Hill. Mm. So if you are interested in the podcast, it's a good idea to download that ahead of time. And there's not a gas station in Gold Hill as well. So make sure that your car is all gassed up.
Our guests are Courtney Stell. She is the executive director of the Black Cube Art Association. And Lori Britton Newell, who is the curator of the Gold Hill Project. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming in. And again, I urge everyone to go to the website, blackcubeart.org, and all the information will be up there, not only about the genesis of this project, but the ongoing exhibitions and workshops that you can participate in. Thank you so much for coming in today.